With episode 8 of Spiked Up. I'm your host Rose and I'm joined with
Sarah. Hey, you said host, not
Isn't
co-host.
That what I'm supposed to say? Oh,
we say co-host. Our enemy show says host.
Oh, shivers. Well, that was an accident. I don't want to copy them
anyway. That's all right.
How are you, says?
Yeah, I'm good. We're back in our home states. So we're back on Zoom, which is a bit annoying.
I miss you.
I know.
I wish we were in the same room. It's not the same.
It was actually so fun doing it at Falls.
Yeah.
It was way easier.
We've got a few more episodes we'll be together for when we go to Europe, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
How's it like being home?
It's good. Yeah. No, I was keen to get home after Falls. Well, I was home for 2 nights before Nationals.
Yeah,
so that was good. But it's nice to be properly back and Nationals to be over in a way. It's like a big relief, I reckon, when it's over.
Oh, such a relief. I was like pretty nervous for Nationals this year. Like I usually am nervous, like always, but like I feel like this year there was a bit more hype around it, obviously because of Olympics and everything.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get it just done out of the way.
It was definitely the most nervous I've ever been in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get into it as to why, but yeah, I was so nervous.
Yeah, so was I actually. And because I was staying alone in Adelaide, like I had like from Thursday till Sunday, literally all by myself. So like, I don't know. I was thinking about the race all the time, but I didn't really have anyone to talk to.
Yeah, someone to just get your mind off it.
Yeah, so I was just like sitting in my hotel room.
I feel like as well, because we travel mostly like with at least one other person to races. So when you're alone, it's like, oh.
Yeah. And because we had been like literally living in each other's pockets at Falls Creek for like 3 weeks again.
Yeah.
From going to that, like always having people around you to like just being alone is like such a weird feeling. Like I actually didn't mind it, but like by the end I was like, okay, I need to go socialize.
Yeah, I need people.
Yeah, I was like calling everyone like just in the day, and I'm like, what are they doing? Like they're working.
It's like, you know that meme, that one.
Why isn't anyone answering me?
That one unemployed friend on a Tuesday arvo or whatever.
Literally, that's me. It's like I've done all my activities for the day. I've had my nap. It's like 2:30, and I want to finally socialize, and no one's replying. I'm like, oh goodness.
Why don't people have time for me?
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we're on to our week.
Yeah.
I reckon you go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
First. So we're going to start on the Sunday, like before Nationals. So we were still in fall at Falls. And because we had Georgia and I were racing the 1500 heat on Thursday, so we didn't long run on Sunday. Instead, I did a 50-minute run in the morning at 4:33. So we did tower run. And then in the afternoon, I did a 5K run at 4:40, which was just solo because obviously pretty much everyone else long ran. So no one arvo ran. So yeah, and it was so cold that day.
That's right. I remember seeing you walk up the hill and you're all rugged up.
I know, I was so cold. Anyway.
It was freezing that day and wasn't it raining heaps?
I think so. I think I dodged the rain for the run, but yeah, it was a grim day.
Yeah, that was when the weather turned.
Yeah. Oh, no, terrible. Saturday was worse, the day before when you did a session and we did a semi-long run.
Oh, my, should we just go into that day quickly, how bad it was?
Yeah. Well, you say, because you had a session, I just had a jog.
Oh, it was like... I'm going to say gale force winds. I actually don't know how windy it was. I'm going to guess 60K winds.
That's pretty gusty.
it was so gusty.
Yeah.
And it was 6 degrees and pouring rain.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how many millimeters we got, but I reckon it was a few.
It was one of those, like, you know when it's so cold and the rain is hitting you on like an angle and it like hurts your face? That's what it felt like. And I remember I got into I had this 75 minute run, and 50 minutes in I was getting colder. Like I started getting goosebumps and like really cold, and I was like, oh my gosh, I really need to finish this run.
Yeah, I said to someone, I reckon my core temperature was like 22 degrees, and they were like, you would be dead.
I also reckon if the winds were 60k an hour, we'd probably blow over the damn wall.
I nearly did. I don't reckon we would, but I nearly did. Like when I was doing my 1k reps, I was worried that I was going to get air and be swept off straight to the water.
It was pretty rough out there.
Yeah. Anyway, enough weather chat, but yeah, that was the conditions we were dealing with. We're so brave.
We are brave. So that was Sunday, and then Monday we had a session. So this was our last session before nationals. And so we thought it would be a little bit shorter, to be honest, but we had a full session, 6x a K. And I slept so badly Sunday night. So I had one of those sleeps where like you go to sleep straight away. Like I would have been asleep by 11, and then I woke up at 1 a.m. and couldn't get back to sleep till after 5:30.
Oh,
like
my.
5:30 was the last time I checked my phone. Yeah. Like I wasn't going on my phone, but that's the last time I looked at the
time. But when you can't sleep and like you go to the toilet and you're like quickly look at the time just to like see like how much time do I have left, and you've got like it's like 2 a.m. and you're like, oh.
Yeah. And so I looked at 5:30 and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to be up in 2 hours. But anyway, so I didn't feel great for this session, but I feel like you kind of always feel bad the session before a race.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did this with Georgia, and we went, again, conditions were not great, especially on the way out. It was really windy.
Yeah.
So we did, and super cold again, 320, 312, 319, 304 for the quicker one, 322, 315. And we were just trying to keep a lid on it and just kind of tick it off. We just wanted the quicker one to be quicker. But like we were both feeling pretty average. So we were like, oh, let's just see what comes out with the quick one. So we didn't go too crazy.
304 is good.
Yeah. And then we drove back. Well, we drove.
Wait, can I just say something quickly?
Yeah.
Jordan, I ran into you guys. Like I think I was finishing my run as you guys finished your session. I was like, how was it, girls? And you were like, oh yeah, it was all right. And then Georgia goes, Rose, she was like, I think it was so hard because we're so used to sitting on you and Izzy out in every K session.
Literally, because usually we have you guys for all the like pretty much all the reps. It's just like
except for the fast rep.
The fast rep. And so it was so different. But to be like, I didn't even check the paces through halfway or anything because I was like, oh, we just got to get this session done. But yeah, it was way harder. We both said after two reps, we were like, yeah, this is a bit harder leading these.
It just made me laugh because usually I'm sitting on Izzy. So it's like Izzy's actually doing all the work for like four other girls.
Yeah.
Three other girls.
Yeah. It is so true though. Anyway, so then drove back to Melbourne that afternoon, and then Tuesday I did a 40-minute run just from home at 4:46s, and I did like a light gym session as well. And then on Wednesday,
when you got home, that's very
no, this is next day.
Oh, yeah. Next day, yeah.
On Wednesday, I just did my normal like pre-race thing, but I also did some strides. Because, yeah, it was only a heat the next day. So Nick said to do some strides just to get us moving a bit quicker. And then Thursday was my heat. So should I just, like, get into race recaps?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, like, take it back a bit. When I was driving back from Melbourne, driving back from Falls, I started getting, like, a really sore neck. And I was like, oh, it's just like I'm driving for literally 5 hours. Like I'm probably going to get a sore neck. And I had like barely any sleep last night. Like it'll be fine, whatever. And then Tuesday, I worked on Tuesday, and then I was like sitting at work and I was like, my neck is still really sore. And I was like, I also got a really bad headache, and I was like, my eye, like the back of my eyes are so sore. And then I was like, no, it's fine. Like the first time I've worked at a desk for like 2 weeks, three yeah. weeks, like it's just, I'm not used to it. So I was like, yeah, whatever. And then Wednesday, when I was traveling to Adelaide, I was like, all right, my throat's a bit sore. And I was like, and my neck was still really sore. And I was like, I feel like I look a bit swollen. Anyway, I was like, no, it's fine. I'm just tired. I'm just run down. And then I slept really bad Wednesday night, like the night before the heat. And I was up like all through the night, and I was like, oh no. Cause like my throat was like getting way worse. And I was like, I woke up with like, you know, when you've sweated through the night and your like top is like a bit soaked. Mm. And that was happening, and I was like, oh no, like it'll be fine. I'm just a bit stressed. And then yeah, the morning of the heat, I woke up feeling pretty average, but I was like, nah, it's fine. I called Geordie and I was like, a bit stressed, and he was like, you're fine, you're fine, like don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Anyway, I was like, all I gotta do is get through this heat. So yeah, I did that, and I actually felt all right during the race. I think I finished second behind Jess, and we went through in like 65 for the first lap. And then
that's kind of moving.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's good because like 600 meters in, I was like looking at the screen and I was like, oh, okay, like I'm sweet here. And then got to 800 in like, I think it may have been like 215, 214. And like, okay, I was well ahead, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to let Jess go. And I was like, I'm feeling like, I know I'm not 100%, so I don't want to like push anything. So yeah, I just finished off and made sure I got through. And I felt okay. So that was good. And then, yeah, I was like, I got home and I was like, I just know it's my tonsils. Cause I've had tonsillitis a few times before. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to have a look. And they were like so big and had pus all over them. And I was like, no. And I didn't know what to do. Cause I was like, do I go to the doctors, get antibiotics, or like, do I just like wait it out and like pretend it's not happening?
Because what, did you have like a day rest and then your final?
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, I don't really want to go on antibiotics, and like I'm not 100% sure if it's like bacterial tonsillitis or just like viral. So I was just like, oh, I'm just gonna like go full like rest mode and just like not get out of bed. So I pretty much like didn't get out of bed. And then and mum and dad came up, and I was like, as soon as they got there, I was like, all right, this is the situation. I have tonsillitis and we're not going to talk about it. It's not happening. It's just like a fact. It is what it is. And so just like, don't ask me how I'm feeling. Cause like, you know, when your family are like, oh, how are you feeling? Like how are the legs feeling? Yeah. Like the day of the race and stuff. I was like, please just don't ask me how I'm feeling, cause it's not going to be great. So just like.
And then when you are sick, and then they're always like, are you feeling better now? Do you need anything? And it's like coming from a really good place, but it's like, I don't want to be reminded of how I'm feeling all the time. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's not helping.
Yeah. And then they were like, that's fine, that's fine. And I'd already been to the chemist and like, you know, got cough lozenges, Nurofen, Panadol. So I was all like loaded up on that. And so I was like, all I can literally do now is rest and try and be as positive as possible. Anyway, I woke up on Saturday and felt like a lot better than what I did Thursday, Friday. So that was good. And I think that's why I was so nervous, because I just like had no idea how it was going to go. Because I was like, I don't know how much this is affecting me. Because like, if I was at home, I was saying this to Brett today, I was like, if I was at home, I would have still jogged and stuff, like I wouldn't have been bedridden, but like I may have missed a session or like just trained really super easy, but like to race, I just wasn't too good. But anyway, so the day of the, so in the final, I was just like, okay, at this stage I still hadn't told Nick or anything. I was like, let's just pretend it's not happening. So I approached the race how I was going to anyway, and I was just like, okay, just stay with those top three, like Jess, Lyndon, and Georgia, for as long as possible. And then that's all I can do. And I did that. I was when the pace was really slow at the start, I was kind of like, thank goodness, this buys me a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really just wanted to be ready for when the pace picked up, because I think in the past I've missed the jump a lot. So that was my main focus throughout the race. I was just like, just be ready for when it starts to heat up. And I was right on it when it started to heat up, and I made it to a lap to go, still in that like top four. And then Jess kind of went, Griffo went after her, and like I tried to go, but I didn't really have a whole lot left. But yeah,
Well, they were in a blistering last lap.
Yeah, yeah. And mine wasn't terrible. And it's definitely like my last 100 was the hardest I've ever pushed. It was so hard. So I finished the race and I was like, I honestly couldn't have done anything more. And yeah, I think I was like proud that I, like, regardless of how I was feeling, I still like did.
Gave yourself every opportunity to run well. Yeah. And what did you finish in? Fourth in 408?
408.1, which is my third quickest time. And off a slow pace. Like, yeah, the result wasn't terrible. I think like if the previous few days hadn't have happened, I would have hoped for a lot more. But yeah, as soon as the race finished, I was like, well, that's all I could do. Like, that was fine. And then a few hours later, I was like, oh, kind of like frustrated at myself. I was like, why did this have to happen in this, like, this week? I've been healthy for the last like however many months. And then I kind of rewatched the race yesterday, and I ran better than I thought I did. And I was like, still feeling like I trained pretty average yesterday. So it was obviously still affecting me a little bit. And I was like, it kind of gave me a bit of perspective. I was like, if I'm still feeling like this on Tuesday, I think I did as best I could on Saturday. And that's all you can do.
Exactly. Well, I thought you ran really well, and I thought that you gave yourself every opportunity, you know, to run well. And obviously those three are run, like, they've all ran, George's four flat, but like sub four, and you know, they've got a big finish, and for you to be up there, which I think you can run that too, obviously. But yeah, like, you put yourself out there.
Yeah, exactly. And I can take away from it that, like, even if I'm not feeling that great, like, you can still get a good result out of it. And I still took away like lessons, and I kind of showed myself that I can react to like changes in the pace, and like I can stay with them for longer than I think. So yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the weekend overall. Yeah.
That's good. You're building your toolbox, as Collis would say.
Exactly. So yeah, and then Sunday I didn't actually run. Like, after the final, I lasted 10 minutes in the warm down, and I was like, I'm so cooked. I need to sleep. Yeah. So I didn't run Sunday because I was like, yeah, I need to recover from this. So yeah.
Recovery is training too.
Yeah.
It's just as important.
Exactly.
As Georgia would say.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well, good week. I think that's successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, and you're like, racing again soon.
Yeah. So yesterday, so I was like, Sunday, I was in like full relaxation. I was like, nationals is over. Like, I'm pacing that Diamond League in China in a couple of weeks, but like, I have 10 days to recover from this.
The Shanghai one.
Yeah. I got to training on Tuesday, and Nick was like, no, run the tan on Sunday. There's a change of plans. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, you're going to China tomorrow. And I was like, oh, whoa. And he was like, yeah, you're racing the 1500 on Saturday at the Xiamen Diamond League. And I was like, oh my gosh. It took me by surprise. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Cause I was ready to, I'm pacing like the Diamond League, the Shanghai Diamond League you're racing in, the 5K next week. So I was kind of, yeah, I was ready to leave next Wednesday. And then, yeah, so this is a spanner in the works, but
That's so exciting. Excited. Is this your first Diamond League start? Like, not
actual
pacing?
Racing. Yeah, actually racing.
Oh, this is so good. Such a good opportunity.
I know. I'm so excited. It's good because, like, there's no pressure on where you finish. It's just,
exactly.
Like, such a, yeah. So I want to have fun with it. I'm going to do fake tan.
Gorgeous.
And I'm going to pick up my, the new race kit as well.
Oh, yes. We got our new, I saw the email today. Mitch, our New Balance guy, said, oh, you're getting a new race kit.
Yeah.
And I still don't, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what it looks like. But
well, he said,
feel good.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. No. And he said, hopefully you like colours. So colourful.
It's not like the Puma one, is it?
I like the Puma one.
No offence, Puma, don't like what you're doing.
I like it.
It was too, it's too much.
I like it.
No,
I prefer simple, but I reckon they've gotten away with it.
Yeah, maybe it'll grow on me, but at the moment I don't like it. I don't mind the men's. Actually, I saw the bodysuit, which I like. I think Puma do a really good bodysuit.
They do, yeah.
Which I like that. I think Abby was wearing it. But I just don't, I think the pink bottoms with the pink everything else on top is just a bit much for me.
Yeah.
That's all right. Sorry, Puma. We're just shit talking now.
All right. So do you want to get into your race week?
Yeah. I do. Oh yeah. Well, what day are we starting from? Well, Sunday, that's right.
Sunday.
See, I feel like Sunday feels honestly a lifetime ago, because we were at Falls Creek, and then Adelaide felt like I was there for like 2 weeks, and then I'm back, got back to Newcastle like Monday morning at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, yeah, whoa, so many states in 1 week.
Yeah, I feel like we've lived a few lives since then.
Yeah. I know. So yeah, Sunday long run, 90 minutes. We just did tower run. I did it with Izzy and Will, and you and Georgia came for like a little bit too, which was good. And then Monday was an hour at Langford's, just really easy. 4:30s. No. Yeah, 4:30s at Langford's, 13K. I think it wasn't at Langford's, sorry. I got my days mixed up. It was actually from the village. I remember being like, we had done tower run like 3 days in a row, and I was like, I'm so sick of this run.
I've never done more runs from the village than I did this trip.
Yeah, I actually didn't mind it. I kind of like, I think when I'm like lazy, this is so lazy of me, but when I'm lazy, getting up that extra 15 minutes, like having to leave an extra 15 minutes before, I'm like, oh, that's so annoying, instead of like just leaving the place at 9:30.
Yeah, yeah. Tower Run's my favorite run there.
Yeah, I like Tower Run too.
Jog wise, that's the same.
Yeah. It's the most scenic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then in the afternoon, I just did strides with the Irish and the boys. The Irish have like all these sprint drills that I do them every week, but yet I still forget them. So like I always wait till like Paul or someone is doing them and I just copy.
You need them to write it down for you or something.
Yeah, I could honestly just take like a video of each every time we do a new one, and I would know it straight away. Like as soon as I see it, I'd be like, that's right, it's that. But I always come back home and do them in Newcastle, and like I definitely forget like maybe like three exercises. And then when I meet up back again with them and we start doing them, I'm like, that's right. Anyway,
they're good at those exercises.
They are good. I feel really unco when I do them.
I feel like plyos, they're like either something you have or you don't. And it can change exercise to exercise. Like some exercises you're like, oh, I'm actually low-key good at this. And then others, you just can't get the rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so bad at the power ones. Like I have no power, I swear. No. Hey,
you had power in the last 300 of your race.
I don't have hops. I can't hop. Yeah. Anyway, Tuesday was a tough day. So we did 8x K, but so we woke up. So the night before, everyone was looking at the forecast and like it was predicted snow. And I was just like, oh, snow's so cool when you see it at Falls Creek, but you get over it so quick.
Yeah, as
Like,
soon as you have to run in it, it gets
yeah.
long.
And especially because it starts, like, it's not cold enough where it's like the perfect texture for running.
Sorry.
If
Hopefully
you've
people
seen the
get that
video,
reference.
yeah, if you've seen the video, you know what I mean. But what does she say? It's light and fluffy, the perfect texture for running.
Running.
Sorry, like that. But no, it's like it just like melts and it's sloshy and like the snow's turned into sleet. Like it's just no good. But it didn't snow that much, so it was like cool when you woke up, but it had melted straight away. But the aqueduct was fine, but it was just very cold and like
Yeah.
sleeting. But so we ran in it. It wasn't that bad once we warmed up, but like, yeah, the warm up and cool down was pretty grim. But yeah, 8x K with Izzy and Will. So the first one was in 3:14, 3:15, 3:12, 3:13, 3:13. And then for the fast rep, because the fast rep, you, Izzy, and Georgia consistently ran sub three every fast rep. And I was like, I just couldn't hack it. Like I was running like 3:05, 3:06. I think the quickest one I did was like 3:03 and it cooked me. And Izzy was like to me, trying to like pop me up before. And she was like, Rose, on this fast rep, like you stay with me, okay? I'm gonna run sub three. You can run it too. Like, I know you can. You just gotta like just focus. And I was like, oh, okay, coach, fine. And so
That's a good rev up, though.
I know she was like, yeah, my biggest cheerleader. Like she was like, come on, you can do it. Anyway, so I was like, all right, I'll just sit on her, say like as close as to her as I can. And I ran 2:58. So
Yay!
I did it. And then, so yeah, tick that off.
I
And
honestly
then,
think running sub three there, like at Falls, it's all in the first 600.
it is. Yeah.
Because
And you
once,
know,
sorry, the first 500, because once you get through 500, you just hold the pace and it's like absolutely fine because it's kind of straight. Like there's less turns once you get through that first 500. So it's so much easier.
And so that was my problem. I think like in the other reps, like I would get dropped straight away in
Yeah.
like the first 500, but then I would always think, oh, she's running too quick. So then
Yeah.
I would run probably too slow, and then she gets probably maybe slows a bit, or maybe I hold what I'm doing and she slows a bit but still gets under.
Yeah.
But I'm still running like, yeah, like 3:03, 3:04 pace.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did it and it wasn't that bad. So I was
Yeah, it
pretty
honestly,
happy.
the sub three reps feel just as hard as the some of the other ones, I reckon. Like it
Yeah, I
feels
reckon.
fast at the start, but then it's all right.
Yeah, I reckon they do too. The seventh rep was pretty hard though. I mean, Izzy were running like side by side, and then in the last 400, she dropped me. And then I was like, come on, Rose, like you're running like 3:15, like get back on her. So then I surged to catch back up. Like literally a kick, no, a fade and then a kick. And then yeah, I finished that in 3:14. And then 3:14 for the last one. So
Nice.
good session.
Good day at the office.
Good day at the office. Just honest work. And
Don't do
then
much, but it honest work.
yeah. And then
Hopefully people get that reference too.
in the afternoon I just did 30 minutes 7K. Wednesday I did an hour. Yeah, we went to Langford's this day. This day was pretty grim. It was like one of those runs where everyone's like spread out, like no one's running with anyone.
I feel
It's
like
just,
you know a race is coming when that happens.
yeah, I'm pretty sure I took my headphones.
Everyone's a bit nervous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just knew that was going to be one of those days, and I was like, nah, I'm just going to run with my headphones. But yeah, it was good. Afternoon, I did 30 minutes. I don't usually double on a Wednesday, but I was traveling back Thursday, and I didn't want to start doubling from Thursday onwards from Sunday. So
Yeah.
I thought if I just did my double on Wednesday, bank K's early,
Yeah. I
that would
also,
be
doing
good.
a massive taper, I don't actually like.
Yeah, me neither, but I don't mind going half like the normal week half and then tapering hard for like 3 days.
Yes. I feel like especially for a 5K with like a 15, you can get away with just doing like say if the race is Saturday, you can taper Thursday, Friday. Like do normal till Wednesday.
I guess I kind of did that. But yeah, anyway, I did 30 minutes in the afternoon. Thursday, we did, oh, taper session. So I just did, Scotty just told me to do 12 minute threshold and then 4:30 second reps. So pretty like standard taper session. I pretty do that pretty much every time. But yeah, the threshold was at 3:25s. And then I did the 30 second is just at race pace. I don't think they were a bit quicker than race pace. I was looking at like my like average when I was running it, they're like 250, 245s. That's definitely not race pace, but I think I was just running. It's
Race
only
effort though.
race effort. And it was only 30 seconds, so
Yeah.
it wasn't that bad. And then yeah, I traveled home. Oh, not home, sorry. Traveled to Adelaide. Izzy was going home. Izzy took me into the Qantas Lounge.
Oh, lovely.
It was
That's fancy.
so lush. My girl was treating me. I felt like her little kid. And like, so she kept, we walked in and she was like, I was like her plus one. And I'd never been in the Qantas Lounge before, so I was so excited. And there was all these like business people, like everyone doing their thing. And I'm just like looking at all the free food. I was like, oh my God, there's tea, there's a bar, and you can get free drinks. I didn't get free drinks, but it's like, oh,
I
I
can
so
just
wish we could just
imagine
go.
you there.
Yeah, I was loving it. I was landing, loaded my plate up with all this salad. They had these gorgeous corn chips.
Spot the girl who's never been in a lounge.
It was so good. And then Izzy was like, I'll go get you a sparkling water. So I sat there. She brought me some sparkling water. I stole all the tea bags. I was like, I'm going to be needing these because I knew I was going to be in a hotel after. So I took some Qantas. So thank you, Qantas, for the tea bags. They're really good, the peppermint ones.
Shout out Qantas.
I know. I think in the end, Izzy was like, okay, that's enough now. You're going to ruin my status.
Never invites you to the Qantas lounge again.
It was so funny. She like gets her laptop out and is like being like this businesswoman, and I'm just sitting there on TikTok like, woohoo, this is so good. Anyway, so that was fun. That was like the highlight of my week, actually. Traveled to Adelaide, and yeah, I didn't do anything that evening. We didn't get back until like 8 p.m. So
Yeah, that's a big travel day.
yeah, it actually, like, you don't think it will be that big because we left Falls at like 11. But you kind of forget, like, getting to the airport and like we were there a little bit early. Yeah, it's just a lot of waiting around.
Wait, who drove you to the airport?
Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it worked out really well because Dave took Izzy and I, and there was like spare room. And then Rambo and Jude went with Jack.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because I was like worried about how we would get there. Because we came up with you, obviously, and then you and Georgia had left. And because everyone has suitcases, like we can't all squeeze into one car. Yeah. But nah, it all worked out in the end. Dave saved the day. So yeah, I was staying in North Adelaide. So on Friday, I woke up and Izzy was trying to explain to me where the uni loop was. And I didn't really have any idea where I was running. I just went out the door and there was this nice like gravel path that goes around these fields. Everyone in Adelaide would know what I'm talking about, but I just had no idea where I was. And then I got onto the river. Is it the Torrens?
I have no idea.
I think it's called the Torrens.
I
Yeah.
believe it. It sounds right.
I ran along there for a bit, which was nice. I saw so many runners out, like that were obviously there for nationals. So I was
It
like, oh,
is
I wonder.
really nice running around there. Like the whole CBD is like surrounded by park.
Yeah, I feel like every time I go to Adelaide, like I'm not there for long enough, like literally race, get there night before race, leave. Like I hadn't actually done a proper run there. Like I had done a long run, but it was after a race. Like I wasn't really taking in when we were running. Yeah, it was actually nice. Like, and Adelaide gets so much crap, like for like being a city, I reckon. And I think it's quite a nice city.
It gives me Bendigo vibes.
Bendigo?
Yeah, like.
Wait, have we been to really the same weird. Bendigo?
It sounds weird, but like, so you'll be in like the CBD, but the buildings aren't that big. A lot of the buildings are like still old, like they haven't been, like they still have the like the old facades.
Redone.
And there's not really that many high rise. Like,
no,
it gives me small town.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Newcastle.
Really?
Kind of, but probably. I reckon that's really off. But I feel like kind of, yeah. Newcastle's way more
coastal, though. Like, oh, yeah, in way the more city coastal. Of Adelaide, it doesn't feel like the beach is 15 minutes away.
No.
Or 10 minutes, however long it is.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's actually a pretty good city for running.
Yes.
Is what I was trying to say.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, it was so easy just to go out the door and go for a run. And, yeah. Like, you know that you're not going to be like searching for like a path or something. Like, you can kind of just leave, which and, I like.
Travel is so good. Like, it's pretty much 10 to 15 minutes everywhere. And like getting from, I got off the plane and into my hotel so quick, and like baggage and everything. Like, I think it was within an hour, 45
yeah, that's
minutes
really
like,
good.
I was in my hotel, and I was like, this is so good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is good. So Adelaide, I was quite impressed. But yeah, I don't know if I finished what I was saying then, but I did 45 Sorry. Minutes, 10K. No, that's right. We just went on a rant about Adelaide. But yeah, that was nice. I just ran on my own. And then Saturday, the day before the race, I just did 30 minutes, 7K. That's it. And then I put my legs up.
Nice.
No, then I went to Glenelg with Jude and Rambo actually and got some lunch.
Oh, nice. I think I saw
I thought
this Friday?
I'd go socialize.
Was this Friday?
Nah, this is Saturday.
Oh, okay. Because I saw Jude and Rambo on Friday, and they're like, oh, do you want to get breakfast? And I was like, I didn't want to say anything, but I was like, I should not hang out with you guys. Like, I didn't want to give them anything. Yeah. And I was
like, weren't you staying in the same building?
Yeah. I was just like, I'll message you. That's all I said.
They probably thought you didn't want to hang with them.
Oh, well.
They'll never know because they don't listen to the podcast. So,
yeah, it's all exactly. Good. Jude might. We never know.
I reckon he might. I feel like he would tell us if he did.
True.
Maybe. He might listen to snippets. We'll find out soon when he messages one of us.
He's not a podcast man, actually.
Yes, he is. Are you kidding?
Really?
He loves he went on, this is so funny. We were on a run and it was me, Izzy and Jude. And Jude was talking about, there's this podcast called Bloke in the Bar, and it goes for like, they're like 3 hour episodes. And I think he releases like three a week or something. I might be so wrong, but it's something like that. And he listens to it religiously. It's
really
footy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like NRL.
That surprises me.
And he was talking to Izzy about it, and Izzy literally said to him, dude, I don't care. And he just ignored her and kept telling her all about it.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I just dropped back and I was just like listening to him, but I was laughing. It was quite funny. But yeah. And then Sunday was race day.
Whoop, whoop.
5K race. So I woke up in the morning and I just did my normal shakeout. So I did 12 minutes. I was like, do I do 10 minutes? Do I do 15 minutes? And then I was like, no, I'll do 12 minutes. And it was good because it was like the perfect loop wherever I was staying. Still don't know. It was in North Adelaide around these fields. So everyone else can connect the dots there. So I did 12 minutes around there. And then, yeah, laid in bed for the rest of the day. The race was in the afternoon, which is like, I'm not used to. Your race would have been the same.
Yeah.
Is yeah. So, yeah, like usually like you can kind of have your whole day, like you have so much time in the day. But it was like 2 p.m. and Scotty was like, all right, I'll come soon to pick me up. So I was like, oh, wow, God, that went quick.
I was happy that it went quick because I was so nervous. I just wanted to get out there and get it done. So I was glad I wasn't waiting around. Also, actually, no, I'll don't worry. I'll say, okay.
Okay, save it. Now I'm on the edge of my seat.
It's so not important. Okay, don't worry.
Go on, you have to say it now that you...
No, I was just going to say, so you know I've been having this issue with the gagging, the diarrhea eating. I started at like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I started dry reaching the day of my race.
Oh.
That's how nervous I was. I just
it must be a nervous thing.
Yeah, it is. Because like I hadn't even had the Morton or anything. Mm. Like it's 100% nerves. And I was like lying in bed watching just a show on my laptop. And I just was so nervous. And I just started and I like had to get Geordie just to talk me off the ledge. I was like, I started panicking. I was like, if I'm doing this now, like how am I going to get through this race? And I was like, just say something funny. And then he started talking about this story about someone who like projectile vomited everywhere. And I was like, this is the opposite of what I need to hear right now. I need Geordie. To hear like anyway,
yeah, to be fair, when someone says to you, say something funny, like what do you, it's so hard just to say something funny on the spot.
Yeah, I know. But I just needed like a distraction. Anyway, by the time of the race, like I was doing it the whole time before the race, but it was fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I survived. God, you're going through it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I shook out and then, yeah, I got to the track, just did a normal warm up. I warmed up with Jen and Eloise and we're just discussing like, because they're like, obviously, like everyone's running so well over 5K at the moment. And Izzy had told me like beforehand that she didn't want to take it up, which like I understand. I think because like obviously Izzy is like, she goes to the front in a lot of races and like,
yeah,
I think, I don't know, maybe everyone expected her to.
Yeah.
And she sort of said to me that she's not. So I was like, yeah, rightio. But then in my head, I was like, I don't know how this race is going to go down. Like, there's so many girls that can like finish fast, and everyone ran really well in that 3K. So yeah, like, I think that's why I was so nervous, because sometimes like in a, say you're in a fast race, you just know, okay, you just got to hang on for as long as you can, and then try be there in the finish.
Yeah.
But this one, like, you really had to think on your feet.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, I hadn't raced Lauren in a while, and she's like the Australian record holder for 10K now. She's running amazing. She ran 14:57 recently too. So, and obviously Izzy's ran 14:59. There's Jenny, there's Morty. There were so many girls in the mix that, yeah, could have ran well. So, yeah, we're just talking about how we thought it was going to go down, and it was not what I thought it would be.
I think like when you've got those, like when it is slightly slower, it just introduces so many people. Like, like you just said, it was pretty much 8 people that could be there with a lap to go if it was slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got out fast. Like the first 200 was 36. Oh, so like, or maybe it was 35. And I was like, which is, okay, I guess it's not that quick, but like that I heard, I don't know, I could hear the commentators and they're like, oh, they're on 15 minute pace. And I was like, oh God, okay. Which is, we've run 200 meters, like, please.
But I feel like for a national final, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, like we got out like at a pretty respectable pace. The first lap ended up being a 74. So like the second 200, we really slowed down. And then the next lap was a 79.8. So we're running nearly 80s. And the lead was just chopping and changing. Like there was so much pushing and shoving like in the pack. I think I was on the, rail, like in the middle on the rail. And I hate being in on the rail in a slow race like that. Like, yeah. I feel like everyone's stepping on my feet. Like I feel really like uneasy. But then there was so much like pushing and shoving going on like in front of me. I was just like, honestly, no place is safe right now. The only place you'd be safe is either if you're leading or like right at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's two places you don't really want to be either.
Exactly. Everyone was sort of just like looking at each other. So like that kind of went on for 3 laps. We went 74, 79, 78. And then Izzy, well, the next lap was 75. And then
wait, how do you know your splits?
Scotty sent them to me.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Scotty was there. And then Izzy started to do this fartlek thing. So, which was like pretty interesting. So like she'd go hard for like 150, but then slow down. And she did it for like maybe like three laps, I think. It was a bit of a blur, but like I would get so excited when she would speed up because I was like, yes, like the race is finally going now. Like I can relax, just settle into like a good rhythm and not have to worry about like staying on my feet. And then
So when that wasn't obvious from watching it. So
that's really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she did it for about three laps. So like we went after the 75, we went 80. I mean, sorry, 71. And then I think that's when she surged. And then we went 80. And then we went 74 again. So I think she was surging then. There was a few people that was getting a bit like impatient and would go to the front for a bit and then they would tuck back in.
Yeah.
So I was like, God, can someone just hurry up and go?
And it's not going to be me.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be me, but someone else needs to take up this running. But yeah, anyway, it was pretty like bunch pack until a K to go. And then that's when Izzy kind of had enough. It was like maybe like 1.1 K to go. We were at the 300 mark and it was like someone leading. I was on their shoulder and then Izzy was like next to me on the rail.
Yeah.
And she goes, Rose, move. I want to kick.
In the race.
Yeah. And like, obviously she knows I'm going to let her out because I want her to go.
Yeah.
And
just,
I don't even know if she would remember saying that, but it cracked me up because I was like, you just told the whole field what you're about to do. I moved wide into like lane two to let her out and then I was like whoop and then I just followed her
with just over a K to go.
This is at the 300 mark heading to the K to go.
Yeah
And then Rose move, I want to kick. That's literally her words. And she really got it going. Like the last three laps we were running pretty quick, like we went 68 66, and then, the last lap. But heading into with 400 to go, I could feel the whole field, like, was still on us. And I was like, oh, my God, this is going to turn into, like a sprint finish.
Yeah.
And Izzy was leading. Jenny was on her shoulder. And I was sort of, like, on Jenny's shoulder, but it felt like we were running, like, three wide. And I was waiting for Jenny to kick at the 400 because I wanted her to, like, so I wasn't running so wide. But I didn't want to.
Yeah.
So I was just biding my time, like, come on, kick, kick. And then, I went at 300 to go. And I wasn't expecting to go that early, like, because I think I had, like, kind of like PTSD from Zatopek. Like, I didn't run the best race there at all. And I had kicked way too early. I kicked at 300 to go, but I got passed with 150 to go. And I was just like, I didn't care about the time. I just wanted to get that win. So I was like, when I went, I was like, oh my God, if you're going to go now, you got to make it like decisive. So that's what I did. I went pretty hard. Just drove to the line and got the win. I think our last three laps, we went 68, 66. And then the last 200 was 31 because Scotty was
so good
lapping it from the 200 mark where we started.
Yeah.
It was a 2:45 last K, which was.
Wow.
Yeah, good. And it felt like it didn't feel like that bad, I think, because the laps before were so slow. Like everyone was just itching to unleash.
But
I'm happy. Yeah, when secured the win.
When you went for it, like at 400 to go, like the camera was a bit closer and I was like, oh my gosh, Rose is literally chilling. Like I could tell that you were just waiting to unleash the beast. And then you're very decisive. I don't know what
decisive.
When you did the kick, it was so good.
Yeah, I felt really good during the race. Like the whole time there wasn't like a patch. And like usually I get these in 5Ks. Like I get to about 3K. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've still got five laps to go. And, like, that's when the negative comments can kind of creep in for me.
Yeah.
And I, like, learned, like, and I don't know, at Mori Plan, I kind of learned just to, when those like negative thoughts come in, just break up each lap as they come. It's like, okay, do 600. When you get to the 600 mark, you've only got a K to go or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I was so ready for like that positive self-talk, but then I didn't really have to do it. And I think because the whole time I was just like so distracted about like staying on my feet and like running like the shortest line or like trying to save energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was just, once we got running fast, I was like, all right, finally.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, it wasn't even slow, like the time in the end.
Yeah, 15:21. So like not slow, not super quick either, but it just shows like, I don't know, we just finished quick. Like,
yeah,
I guess it's fast if we were running 80-second laps, a few 80-second laps in there.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm happy. That's kind of like a big relief for me. Now I can just focus on, yeah, trying to run fast. I'm doing the 5K in Shanghai, the one you're pacing, so hopefully we get going there, but if not, I've got other opportunities to run quick too.
Yeah, well, I know the pace if you want.
Don't tell me.
Okay, I won't tell you,
because that would be for the leaders and that will freak me out.
Yeah, I won't tell you.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, both successful nationals.
Yeah. Yep. I'm glad that the nationals is ticked off now, and now we can just, you know, focus on running fast and like, yeah, winning races.
Going to Europe.
Yeah.
When we're back together podcasting in the same room.
Yeah. So next week we'll be in China together.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. We'll be in the same room, so that'll be easier. So do we want to get into some listener questions?
Yeah, we do.
So our first one is from, and now we say the names, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Paris Gadsden, congrats on your fantastic runs at National, Sarah and Rose. Rose, can you talk to us? No, sorry. Can you talk us through your slightly leftward tilted running style? It clearly works.
Yeah, that's not intentional. I've always done it. And I've tried to fix it. I'm still trying to fix it because it is pretty bad. And when I get tired, like it's really noticeable. But yeah, I think it's just the way I run, unfortunately. I think I must be really weak on my left side. But hopefully, yeah, maybe I'll fix that one day, slowly but surely.
Sometimes though, like little things like that, like your style or whatever, it's of like your body is naturally going to find the most efficient way for you to move.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, sometimes it's just like, it is what it is.
Yeah. That's kind of what I've accepted now.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Yeah. I'll ask this next one because it's directed at you, from Zach Miles Hawkins. For Rose, I want to come to Newcastle because flights are cheap and a holiday sounds mad. What are some good running spots?
Oh, Newcastle! I've been trying to get people to holiday in Newcastle for years, so I'm so glad you said that. There's so many good running spots. Like, I feel like anywhere along the beach, from like Merriweather Beach to Nobby's Beach, all along the Esplanade's nice. You can run the Breakwall, which is like a 3K out and back. There's also lots of nice running in a place called Glenrock, which is like a big national park. You can kind of just go in there. I can't tell you the loops because it's too hard to explain, but you can go in there and kind of get lost and look depending on how long you want to run.
They could look on your Strava maybe.
Yeah, have a look at my Strava. The Fernley track's also really good too. It goes from Adamstown to Belmont and it's 15K like straight. So yeah, there's lots of spots, but yeah, have a look at my Strava and maybe you'll get some inspo from there.
I don't know if many people know about this on Strava, maybe everyone does, but I always use it when I'm traveling to a different spot. You can like look up segments on Strava, and so you can see how far it, like how long it is, the elevation and like loops people have run, and I find that so helpful when you
idea. Strava Premium when I was in Canberra.
So you can on regular though.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You may be restricted, but you can still see them.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
There you go, Zach. Hope you enjoy Nui.
I want to come to Newcastle for a training camp.
Yeah. We're still trying to what's it called? Pledge? Lodge. Lodge that to Bitters. So Bitters, if you're listening, training camp in Newcastle.
Heat training. Yeah, it can be as effective as altitude, so.
Exactly.
Do you want to ask the next question about the Olympic qualifying?
Yeah, great. So Grace McGuinness asked, well done on both your amazing races over the weekend. It was great to watch. With lots of Olympic qualifiers being very fast, what's the process of getting to the Olympics if athletes are ranked high in Australia, however, don't come close to the qualifying times?
So basically, the qualifying times are based around like filling 50% of the field, if that makes sense. So say if in an event, let's just go with the 1500, has 40 spots, they're going to make the qualifying time in mind with only 20 of the spots being filled by qualifiers, and the other 20 is on points. So it's the ranking system. So, and to get good points and good rankings, you have to finish as high as you can at really good meets. So it's a little bit complicated and there's like a lot of maths involved, but say like the Morrie Plant meet, for example, that was a gold label meet. And so if you won that, you scored a lot of points. So that's really good for your ranking. But in saying that, a lot of events, especially in the middle distance and distance events, people are going to get qualifiers, and only three go. But in a lot of events, more than three people get a qualifier, and times like getting a qualifying time overrides your ranking. So if someone has a really high ranking, but they haven't ran a qualifier, someone with a qualifier but a lower ranking will have preference. Hopefully that makes sense. Actually,
you explained that really well.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And the other way to qualify as well is if you win nationals and get the qualifying time or already have it, you like it is an automatic qualifying. It is an automatic qualifier, except in the very competitive events, a little bit more comes into it.
Yeah.
That just made my whole answer a bit more gray, but anyway.
No, it is really confusing, and I feel like I'm still learning a lot about the ranking system. But yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah. So pretty much if you can just focus on running, like finishing as high as you can in races and running as fast as you can, that's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the next question from Zach Swan is, how do I become as fast as you two?
Train, brother.
Yeah. Just consistency is key. That's the main thing.
That is right.
Here's another one from Lisa Ellen. This is a long run question. If you could choose, would you go A, a flat road to add mileage, or B, a hilly route on trails to build strength?
Oh, Lisa, depends how I'm feeling. Because sometimes I love a hilly run on trails, but then sometimes I like just to not think and just go for my run.
Yeah.
And sort of get moving. So I do like both. Like I feel like each has their perks. But if I was to choose, I reckon I'd go flat.
Yeah, okay.
Or I don't know. Depends what the trails are like.
I'm similar to you. Like, it depends on the time of year. Like, if I'm racing a lot, definitely a flat run. But I would choose hilly trail route, unless, like, not like this is a trail run, it's kind of a joke, you can't go fast, like not that intense, but like a hilly kind of foresty scenic run, I like that.
Yeah.
But like if you had a race, like a whole lot of races coming up, I would prefer a flat run.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We didn't answer that. We just gave like the benefits of both.
I reckon though, if we were just asked to choose one, we'd go flat. For B. Oh. Okay. Scratch that. Okay.
We're not on the same page.
No, we're not at all.
That's fine. Okay. So I'm going A, Sarah's going B.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also going to ask, so One of my lifelong friends, Em, she's a loyal listener to the podcast, so shout out
shout
to
out
Em.
Em.
And she has asked us a question, which I really liked. So it is, let me just get it up. She asked us, did you have to ask Nick/your coach's permission to give away your training secrets? If so, what did they say? And is there anything you wouldn't share about your training/race prep?
Okay, this is actually interesting because when I first told Scotty, who's my coach, that I was doing the podcast, he was like, oh, like he's a bit old school, and like he was like, oh, but what are you going to talk about? Like, what are your times? Like, no one wants to hear that. And I was like, oh, I guess people kind of do, Scotty. And he was like, he just didn't really understand. He was like, yeah, but then you're giving away training. But I was like, my training's all on Strava anyway.
Yeah.
Like, people can easily look up my training. Plus, I feel like running isn't as gatekept now as it was back in the day. Like, yeah. So at first, Scotty was like a bit like, just, he wasn't like annoyed or anything, but I think he was just asking the questions. But he's listened to a couple of episodes now, and yeah, he really liked it. So he's on board.
I think that was my biggest hesitation when Brett and Joel asked us if we wanted to do the podcast. I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about like saying all my training. But I think like a lot of it's not very comparable. For example, like your hill session, Wattle Park, like it's pretty hard to compare sessions, and like threshold is just your threshold. So again, that's not, it's not super comparable, I guess. And then track sessions are very comparable, but like, I don't think anyone's going to be listening enough to go and, you know, remember our splits and try and like match it, or you know what I mean? Like, no one's going to be taking too much notice of it.
But at the end of the day, it's literally you're doing it anyway. So like, just because you do what you do at training doesn't mean you're going to show up to a race and do something else, do you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's only so many ways you can train. Like, we're all doing variations of the same thing at the end of the day. Exactly. So I don't think any people's training varies too much. But yeah, I was hesitant with that, but I'm much more comfortable with it now.
Yeah. So we'll just do one more question.
Yep.
Scott asked me, and I don't understand this, but he said, Scott T said, do we need a GoFundMe page to get Rose a new hat? P.S. Congrats on the win. I don't understand. That's wrong with my hat.
Did you wear the same hat a few times and have photos in it?
Maybe. I feel like not. No. I have two hats.
I don't know. Well, maybe. Are they the same color?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't understand. But yeah, if you're going to, Scott, if you want to start a GoFundMe page and get me a new hat, by all means, go for it.
That's
get
funny.
Me a nice New Balance hat. I would love that.
We need some more explanation, Scott, to this question.
Yeah, so maybe just write in and tell us why you asked this.
So should we move into our, well, no, we actually had the anonymous question. Do we
have... Oh, go on.
So this was an anonymous question.
Anonymous.
Anonymous in quotations, but
Brett.
I was going to say his name starts with Bert and ends with Rhett. So he asks, Sarah, your boyfriend promised FTK listeners if they got him to raise over $1,000 for Movember, he would run Gold Coast Marathon. How is his running doing? Well, for those playing at home, Geordie's not running that much. He's playing a lot of golf, and he's getting his handicap down, so that's good. But
what's his handicap cap at?
13.
Nice.
I don't know if that's, I think it's okay for just like a social person. But yeah, so he needs to get out for a few more runs. He went for a run in Adelaide.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
There you go. So training's going well.
Yes. Hasn't started sessions, but we'll get there. All right, should we move to confession session?
Yeah.
So here's from Anonymous. My mate had a photo with Rose on the weekend and her fly was undone. She's mortified.
You know what? It happens. It's definitely happened to me so many times. So yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. I've definitely walked into the supermarket with that situation happening. Okay. Do you want me to say my confession or you go first?
All right. Well, this is funny because it actually kind of relates to the confession that just came with the fly undone. But on Tuesday, so this is like the really cold day, I had put my shorts on and then I put my tights on. And like they felt a bit funny when I was on, but I was like, I think it's just because I'm wearing tights. And I was like, whatever. I like took my pants off and I like my tights, I still had shorts on. And I realized that my shorts were back to front.
I feel like you've done that a few times.
Yeah, but they were like tight ones. So
how did you do that?
I don't know. But I didn't change them because like we're out in the open and I was like, they're on, but they just like didn't feel right. Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not quite right.
No, something wasn't quite right. And yeah, so my shorts were on backwards and I did my 8x K session in them, which yeah. It happens. Wait,
so you realized, before the session.
I realized when I took my tights off and I looked down and I was like, "That they are the wrong way around."
At least you still ran sub-3.
Exactly. So maybe everyone has to wear their shorts on backwards.
All right. My confession isn't very good, but and it's not running related, but I've been obsessed with Wordle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I never got onto it, like, when it was a big thing. And then at Falls Creek, Brian, like, got me onto it. And, yeah, I've been doing it every day. And I've been getting Geordie and Brett onto it too. So we've been having – oh, and Barbara. I've been – me and Barbara message every day and compete. Wordle. Like, say, Wordle in 4, Wordle in 3. yeah, so that's my obsession at the moment.
You're obsessed with Wordle.
Yeah, but – one isn't enough a day. So I actually go into Wordle Unlimited.
Oh my god, you nerd.
I know. And I do I do like 10 a day.
Wait, that's actually funny. Oh well, at least it's something productive, like you're using that brain.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's all about my screen time.
Maybe you need to get but Wordle won't help the screen time.
Yeah, no, I'm not using my phone anymore. I've thrown it out.
Having a detox.
Yeah.
In China, I was going to say, in China, can we use social media?
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Hey, I don't know. You'll have to tell me because you're there earlier. But when I had a layover there when I was coming back from Europe this last year and I couldn't use my phone, but I was only there for like 5 hours. It was honestly the grimmest layover. Like, I hadn't transferred any money into my account, so I couldn't buy any food. I was so hungry, had no activities, and it was just me and Carly. And Carly was journaling or something. She was doing something, like she was drawing maybe. And I was like, wow, she looks so mysterious right now, just in her own little world, like headphones in. She was loving life, and I was just staring at her.
That's my goal, to be more mysterious.
I am not. I would never be a mysterious girly.
Remember we had that convo at Falls with Georgia on the scale of mystery. Anyway, we should get going.
Thanks for listening, guys. We've actually got we've got another race recap next week, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and we'll be recording live from China.
Yeah, international. Spiked Up goes international.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.